Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, I'm attended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, hi Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening and welcome to the WPOI Radio Private Officer International sponsored right here on the POI Radio. Glad that you are with us. What a great day we've had, a great weekend, lots going on. I'm your host for this edition, as always, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. Glad you're with us wherever you might be, and I always say that because we do have a lot of listeners, not only in every state across the country, but in countries around the world, literally. So we're glad to be back here on Monday night after being gone. We have been very busy over the last few months, so much going on, and I really need multiple personalities to cover it all because I'm telling you, we have been just staying busy. And of course, today and this week and this month and the rest of the year is no difference. We're going to be extremely busy. A lot of great things happening as we get ready for the holiday season and we get ready for the new year. I'm really looking more for the new year than I am for the holidays. I know that sounds terrible. It really does. I know. I'm a Grinch. But we've got many exciting things to roll out in 2013, and I'm really excited like a little kid sometimes when I think of all the great stuff we got going and big things happening next year. But, you know, we still got plenty of this year left, and we've got a lot of great things happening the rest of this year. So I'm really excited to tell you about that as well. But before I do, if you're listening for the first time or if you're listening, you're a longtime listener and you want to send us an email, please feel free to do that, radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. You can submit news, training events, promotions. We've had people submit their weddings, their anniversary announcements. You know, you name it, they've submitted it. We'll be happy to announce it to our audience free of charge. We'll send you a bill later, of course. But we'll do it free of charge. And if it's something that you'd like for us to announce maybe later in the week on our Wednesday program, we'll be glad to do that as well. Again, just send it to us at radio@privateofficer.com. We'll be glad to make that announcement for you. Tonight, later in the show, we're going to be talking about holiday season crimes. And, you know, it's kind of something that I reiterate and kind of do a remedial training on every year, kind of as a reminder. And if you've heard my sermons preached previously, it has been updated a little bit, so you might want to stick around for the new version. But it really is going to open your eyes and help you to understand that, you know, besides the joys of the holidays, besides all of the great things coming up for Thanksgiving and Christmas, we also have a lot of things that we have to be aware of in our business, in our industry. Being in public safety, private security, law enforcement, we really have to be careful this season because of all of the crimes happening. And I'll get into it a little bit more later, but you will be surprised. We're not going to be talking about the loss prevention type crimes, the retail crimes, you know, the shoplifting, we know that goes on year-round, but especially during the Christmas, the very busy Christmas shopping season. But we're going to get more into the violent crimes that happen during the holiday season. And then on Wednesday, during part two on the LP Zone, we will go into the retail aspect of the crimes of the season. And we'll talk more about crimes that not necessarily shoplifting, but also other type of retail crimes that involve shopping malls, big box stores, boutiques, and things that might shock you. But tonight we're going to really concentrate on the uniform security presence, the violent crimes that many businesses have to be really on their toes, looking out for, colleges, schools, shopping malls, offices, you name it, this time of year during the jolly old Christmas season, things happen that are escalated more than any other time of the year. So we'll get into that coming up. As I said, we have a lot going on, and I really want to thank every member, every associate of Private Officer International who has really helped us to propel our message, our organization throughout the year. You're definitely at the top of my list. I really do appreciate all that you have done, and we'll be talking more directly to our members here later on in a upcoming show before the end of the year. There's some things that I'll address and some exciting things that I think that all of our members will really be elated about. While I'm on the air, I also want to remind you that you can follow us, contact us, and be with us 24/7. All you have to do is go to our main website at privateofficer.com. Right there from the homepage, you can follow us on Facebook. We have a very large presence along the internet these days, and it's growing all the time. And it's really funny because I often get into conversations with people, members and non-members alike, about the value of social media. Honestly, folks, we don't have the time to spend 24/7 on social media, but we do have quite a presence there, and it's growing all the time. And if you'd like to follow us or check us out on Facebook, just go to our main website at www.privateofficer.com. You can also follow us on Twitter 24/7. Whenever the news is updated, you'll be the first to know because our news blog is connected with our Twitter, and that's where it gets broadcast to. Now, we also have a great forums, underused forums, I might add, which have a lot of news product and content, a lot of videos, training and entertainment videos, a lot of networking going on with members throughout the country and in other countries. We have a ton of stuff happening. Unfortunately, as with most social media sites, hundreds and thousands of people sign up, but only a small percentage stay active. And it's very, very unfortunate because people who have signed up on our forums that are not active, I see on Facebook, and they're missing out. And if you're a member of POI or you're an associate, a friend, I really think that you need to be part of our forums and really see the value. A lot of great folks on the forums, a lot of great networking, training happening. We're using the forums, the Facebook, the Twitter more every day. And although a lot of people, you know, they don't have the time for it, they don't see the value, it's the way society is going. People are really using social media to advertise, to connect, to network more and more. In fact, I read an article just last week that showed that several companies use social media almost explicitly to send out specials and discounts and sales, advertising, information, and update their followers. And so, you know, it's very inexpensive for us, just costs us a little bit of time. but it's a great resource for you. So check it out on our main website at www.privateofficer.com. You'll also be able to connect with us there with our news blogs and everything else happening. And whenever we have breaking news, we have an email blast that goes out. Now, if you're not part of the email blast, you will want to be, because we will update you anytime something serious is happening in the security industry or law enforcement, public safety, anytime a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty. Just a lot of different good news, training events are announced through our email blast. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com and sign up today. You know, one of the things that Private Officer International prides itself on is the fact that we are an organization that's all about professionalism, education, and supporting the officer, the business, the industry. And we recognize people in the industry and law enforcement and public safety. We've got several great things happening coming up in the first of the year that will be really fantastic, and really I think a lot of people will want to be involved in it. But one of the aspects that we're really involved as an organization is officer recognition. We have monthly and quarterly awards, yearly award programs. We have all sorts of recognition programs. We recognize companies. So, you know, it's very important to have that recognition, to have a company who values what you're doing, whether your own employer does or not. Now, those of you who are members of the association, those of you who are familiar with Private Officer International, you know already that we monitor about 600 news sites every day, 24/7. We monitor the news. We're up on it. We collect data and statistics, and that's how we're so informed about the security, public safety, loss prevention, and law enforcement fields. Well, just this weekend, we found out that a security officer in Vallejo, California, was on patrol when he was notified that a 65-year-old woman had been kidnapped, beaten, and sexually assaulted by a juvenile. Now, he could have said, this isn't happening in my jurisdiction. This wasn't happening on my property. This isn't something that I need to be concerned about. Okay, I'll call 911, and I'll go back doing whatever it was I was doing. I'll read a magazine, I'll go listen to my radio, I'll sit in the car. No, he didn't do that. He responded immediately. Security officer employed by All Phase Security out of Vallejo, California. And this is why a lot of people need to understand that security today is not the security of 30 years ago. Give a listen here to what the news had to say.
A Vallejo woman is recovering tonight. Police say she was kidnapped and sexually assaulted by a 14-year-old boy. And tonight, the security guard who helped rescue that woman is talking only to CBS 13. Here now is Derek Shore.
And according to witnesses, this is about the area where that woman was found dumped, still with duct tape on her hands. And the suspect in all of this, according to police, young enough to be her grandson.
I'm shocked.
Neighbor stunned after a vicious random attack on a 65-year-old woman.
I've never really seen anything like that.
Security guard Daniel White responded after residents of the nearby Hidden Brook community discovered the senior citizen bound with duct tape.
Severe, severe head trauma. Her eyes were swollen shut.
Bloody, but she will survive. Police say it all started in this parking lot of a nearby shopping center. A 14-year-old suspect allegedly forced the victim into her own van at gunpoint, beat her severely, and sexually assaulted her. Then investigators say the young suspect dumped her in a ditch near Interstate 80. At some point, he even called the victim's family.
I can only tell you that he demanded money.
But after the woman was discovered, officers say for some reason, the suspect returned to the shopping center, driving the victim's van.
Detectives observed him, recognized him, and took him into custody.
To think that a 14-year-old could hold such hate. It's shocking to me.
Residents who saw the aftermath disgusted.
Knowing that any of us could have been in her place.
My mom's 64. That's why it really hits home with me.
For Daniel, it's unbelievable and unexcusable. No matter the suspect's age.
He's a predator. He doesn't need to be on the streets.
And according to police, that unnamed suspect will likely appear in front of a juvenile court judge in the coming days. At some point down the line, though, he could be tried as an adult.
Police say the victim is in the hospital recovering from her injuries. Officers say they do not believe the suspect and the victim had ever met before this attack.
Officer Daniel of the Allstate Security Company on patrol responded immediately to assist the victim, did exactly what any trained professional would do. Officer Daniels will be recognized by Private Officer International with an award of valor. And we've already contacted his company requesting an interview on an upcoming radio program. People just do not understand. They don't realize what private security today goes through, what they do out there, what their job is. They don't understand the responsibilities. They don't understand the dangers. Also, this week, two security officers captured murder suspects. Not shoplifters, not little criminals. We're talking about murder suspects. In one incident, a armed man shot and killed a casino patron in Las Vegas, Nevada. Police say that casino security, which are not armed, by the way, they only have pepper spray, cuffs, and batons. They don't carry firearms. They responded to the shooting. They quickly subdued and disarmed and handcuffed the suspect and had him detained when police arrived to the scene. Also this week, in Memphis, Tennessee, a security officer on patrol of an apartment complex saw several people standing. All of a sudden, one of the persons pulled a firearm and shot and killed someone in the crowd. He ran. The security officer pursued him and quickly took him into custody and again had him disarmed and handcuffed by the time police arrived. Who knows what would have happened if private security had not been on duty at the casino? Who knows what would have happened if the murder suspect at the Memphis apartment complex continued to flee with no one trying to apprehend him. Now, I don't recommend that every security officer give pursuit. I don't recommend that every security officer try to take down an armed suspect, especially if you're unarmed. But in these cases, two different scenarios, two different states, two different security officers, they rose to the occasion. They gave pursuit, and they took the suspects into custody and thereby stopped their flight. They were able to capture them. They were able to make sure that no one else was injured. We recognize the efforts of these security officers, and that's one of the great things about Private Officer International. That's what we do. We do the training, we do the award and recognition, we do the news and statistical information. We are here for you. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. We got some great stuff happening here that we want to tell you about.
You're listening to WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International. I don't go away because I'm coming right back with some more news, information, and free training for you that you're not going to want to miss. Listening to WPOI Radio, brought to you by Private Officer International.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
You're listening to WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private.
All right, we are back with you here on the Private Officer Talk Radio. Glad that you are with us on this Monday evening. As I was saying, we have a lot of private security personnel who really go out and give it their all. And, you know, if you hear about it, if you are one of those, if you have a coworker who's involved in something, please send us an email so that we can recognize them. Also want to tell you very quickly about our chapters. We are continuing on with our chapters. South Connecticut is doing quite well with new members being added. Central Missouri, our Cleveland, Ohio chapter is about to be kicking off here first of the year. We got a brand new chapter in the Toledo market that's also going to be coming online here probably in the next few days. And we have a new chapter coming out in Michigan, and we're also firing up our chapters in Virginia and Charlotte, North Carolina. If you are interested in opening a private officer chapter, it will add value to your community, to your business, and to your employees. Chapters, which operate as regional chapters, are great for networking, training opportunities. We'll hold regional seminars there. You can also establish honor guard, benevolent service, and response teams, and just do a whole lot right there in your community. If you'd like more information, just go to our website at privateofficer.com and click on the chapters area, and you'll see it there. And also, you know, let me just say this, that it doesn't really take a lot of time or effort, but it will take some time and effort. And several people, several chapter managers are really giving it their all. They're giving it more than their all. And, you know, there's a lot of rewards for putting in the efforts. One of those chapter managers that we'd like to spotlight tonight is from our Metro Nashville, Tennessee chapter. And the reason why they're doing so well is because we have a lot of great team members there. It was originally kicked off by Trina Rogers, did a great job, still working hard behind the scenes. Angel Rodriguez, the vice president of the chapter, Mike Thornhill, the chapter manager, who is also the director of security for Cumberland University. And we have really great growth happening for lifetime members. And we want to talk to Mike for a few minutes tonight and see how he's doing and how he's doing it. You're on the WPOI radio.
Hey, Rick, it's Mike.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great. We're talking a little bit about the chapters and the efforts that it takes, and we have several new chapters coming online. And I wanted to spend a couple of minutes with you tonight and just kind of go over your techniques of how you're reaching out and reaching so many people in the Nashville market. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and then kind of go into how you're getting all these people to get involved in our chapter in Nashville.
Well, I am the chapter president, and what we're doing is, like you was talking about earlier, we're using the social media to our advantage. We're on Facebook. This week we just signed into LinkedIn and made connections and everything, and a lot of people don't know we're in the area until I make contacts, and they're very glad that we are there, and they're very interested.
Exactly. Now, I know that it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, and you already have a full-time job, so how are you swinging both of them?
Well, I'm pretty much making time. I'm support private officer 100%, and we're just making things happen. Even at my job, don't tell my boss, but I spend quite a bit of time trying to make connections and everything for private officer. But
I got him on the other line right now, as a matter of fact. I'm calling him right now.
Well, I got to say, I'm director of security at Cameron University, and they support private officer 100%, and they said whatever I can do for private officer, they're behind me 100%. So they're very
They definitely are. We've seen that for ourselves, and I really want to give that shout-out to Cumberland University for all that they've done for us and opening up the campus to us for meetings or training and really just being there behind us 100%. And I really really want to thank them for that. I know that a lot of contacts have been made in Nashville. Not everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. Some are a little leery or maybe a little hesitant. But, you know, you are having really good feedback and a lot of people interested. So basically you're using social media and emails and and we also had an open house there. I think that helped a little bit.
Yes, it did. And we signed up, as you know, for lifetime members this past week. And our membership is steadily growing. And I think they're seeing what we have to offer. And we have guest speakers coming in every other month, like Metro Police Department gang units going to be coming in sometime after the first year. I've got Homeland Security coming in and Coast Guard talking about Homeland Security on the waters and things like that. But most of all, I appreciate your support and everybody there at the home office, because it'd be even harder to do without y'all's support, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we're very glad to have you as a member and also being in over the chapter there. We also did a little radio program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've done a radio program, you and I did, back during the security memorial ride, and we was on there with Coleman Walker, and he was nice enough to allow us time and got to tell him what the about the fallen security officer memorial ride that you went on, and hopefully sometime in the future I'll be able to join you. And just trying to get out, as you said before, there's nothing out there for the security officer. And private officers trying to bring light to it. And we are the first responders, just like you were saying earlier. A lot of times we're there first before the police arrive. And
I have a little message for you. Hang on one second.
A huge contract going with major.
We have Mr. Ken Kingman from Montana, Billings, Montana. And he's got something to say to you. Hold on one second. All right. Ken is in Billings, and he is the owner of a security company there as well, and also starting a chapter there.
Great.
You probably have networked with him on the forums, haven't you?
I believe I have. I've networked with several people. So he's starting up a chapter in Montana.
Hi, this is Ken Kingman from Billings, Montana, and I was honored to be the inaugural winner of the Private Officer International Founders Award. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate this year's 2012 recipient of the Founders Award, Mike Thornhill from Nashville, Tennessee. Mike is the chapter manager and security director at Cumberland University, located in Nashville. I would also like to begin the tradition of the previous Founders Award recipient buying a steak dinner for the subsequent winner. So, be checking your mailbox, Mike, for a Texas Roadhouse gift card. And again, my sincere congratulations.
Now, were you able to hear that, Mike?
Yeah, man, I can't believe that. Be sure he's got my right address, okay?
In 2011, we began the Founders Award to spotlight and recognize one individual who'd gone the extra mile and made a difference in Private Officer International and the security profession. There's many people who have fit that bill, and last year we found one that shined a little bit more, and we honored Mr. Ken Kingman of Billings, Montana, as a 2011 Founders recipient. This year, it was a little bit harder because we had more members. We had a lot of people who have stepped up to the plate, many who have helped propel Private Officer International further because of their lone efforts. And it was a little bit more difficult, to be honest with you, but there was one person who continued to rise a little bit above the others. And he did so through his continual hard work, his efforts. Mike is a little bit like a used car salesman. He'll continue to call you and stay on top of you until you buy that used car, or in his case, until you sign up for Private Officer as a member and become a chapter member. But Mike Thornhill has really done a great job since taking over the chapter. And anytime that we miss posting the news, our blogs aren't up to date, he lets us know about it. He's a news hound, and he's just hungry for what he can do for Private Officer International. And like I said, there's many folks out there very deserving of this recognition, but Mike has definitely jumped into the spotlight in a very short time. So, Mike, it is my privilege and honor this year to name you Michael Thornhill, the 2012 recipient of the Founders Award. Congratulations.
Rick, I'm touched, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Be looking for the gift card from Ken, and also we have a little something for you that we will present to you next month when we're in Nashville.
Well, thank you, Rick, and I look forward to seeing you, and thank everyone out there, and I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, and everybody be safe. Thank you.
Caught you off guard, didn't I?
Man, you did. I tell you what, I'm glad Trisha's not here to see me.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, but I really do appreciate your efforts. I appreciate your recruiting folks, just getting out there after it and doing a great job at the chapter. And I really am looking forward to seeing you next month, Mike.
Well, thank you, Rick. And tell everybody hi for me, and I appreciate it. And you take care.
All right. We'll holler at you later on.
All right. See you.
This year, the 2012 recipient of the Founders Award, Michael Thornhill, Director of Security for Cumberland University and the President of the Nashville Regional Chapter. Really proud of Mike and all that he's doing. And like I said, there are a lot of folks out there doing a lot of work to help to get the name and the recognition of POI out. And we really appreciate everyone who is involved. But Mike certainly has jumped out in the front in just a short time, and I definitely wanted to recognize him this year. Also, we have posted the awards for September and October on the forums. If you're not a forums member, be sure to sign up, and we'll be announcing those periodically. It's very important to be a member of the forums, to read our news blogs, and to get our email blast. That's where you'll be informed. That's where you'll be given all the information on upcoming training, different initiatives happening, so on and so forth. So be sure to do that. Also, before we get into the training aspect, I do want to announce that we stated this last week, that Private Officer International has reached an agreement with PoliceOne.com to do a training DVD program, and we'll be taping in Nashville next month around several different locations in and around Nashville, and we'll be putting together a series on uniform security, the risk, the job and a number, about 15 different topics, so we're looking forward to that. We'll have a short version, and then we'll have an extended version later on available for those of you interested. I do want to mention very quickly, let me also say I'll be using a number of companies and others in the area of Nashville to help with the videos, and really want to give a heads up to them. We'll be telling you more about them later on, but just very exciting. We're also writing two books, training manuals, and we're very, 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 very busy. But I do want to tell you also about the Armor University, the Armor College courses, the programs. We're still on top of that, looking forward to rolling that out in the first of the year. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for those of you who own security training academies and schools, a lot of opportunities for you. We have more than 80 programs, 80 different areas that you can get involved in. Security, law enforcement, EMS, fire, medical, legal programs. And even if you are not a professor or college educated, we can show you how to put together a number of programs with your security training school and academy to really enhance your bottom line and to keep the seats in your classroom full. So be looking for that information. And in the meantime, if you'd like more information, just send an email to the help desk at privateofficer.com. We have a lot of specials going on for members and non-members. Now is the time to become a member of Private Officer International. If you'd like to become a lifetime member, go to our website, privateofficer.com, and sign up today. We're also offering some limited financing assistance. If you need it, just let us know, and we're willing to help you out. We're going to jump over here real quick to our training in just a moment, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International. Now don't go away, because we're coming right back with some more news, information, and free training for you that you're not going to want to miss.
You are listening to the WPOI radio station, brought to you by Private Officer International.
What's the first thing you think of when I say security, law enforcement, and medical training? I think of Public Safety Training Incorporated for security law enforcement training classes like pepper spray, tactical handcuffing, anti-terrorism, basic baton skills, guard card and firearm classes, and taser device courses, or medical training classes like CPR and AED for adults, children, and infants, or CPR for healthcare providers, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and wilderness first aid, and many more classes like California, Utah, and Florida concealed weapons certificates. So if you're thinking the same thing I am, give Public Safety Incorporated a call at 805-556-4450, or check out Public Safety Incorporated's webpage at pstrainingpros.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International. Glad that you are with us tonight. We want to go over here real quick to the training department. We also want to send out a happy birthday to everyone having a birthday this week, although we don't have your names and we're kind of behind. We've kind of been, over the last month or so, a little laxed in some of those areas, and I apologize. We'll get back on the bandwagon, I'm sure, real quick. But those of you having a happy birthday, we hope that you really enjoy it. And those of you having anniversaries, again, we really send out our sincere wishes to you. We want to spend a couple of minutes tonight talking about Christmas season crimes. And obviously, this time of year, when you think about Christmas season crimes, you're basically looking or thinking about loss prevention type crimes and things that happen in the store, the shopping mall. But tonight, we're obviously not talking about that. No, because if we were, we would be on the LP zone talking about it. But tonight, we're actually talking about more violent crimes associated with this time of year. And actually, between October, the middle of October, and the first week of January, violent crimes go up. And we will be talking about the loss prevention end of it on Wednesday on the LP Zone, retail crimes that happen in and around shopping malls and department stores. But tonight we want to talk a few minutes about home evasions, robberies, purse snatchings, carjackings, sexual assaults, kidnappings, auto thefts, aggravated assaults. Most are crimes of opportunities, while others are well-planned out violent attacks on retailers and the general public alike. It's unfortunate that you have to always be looking over your shoulder, but that is the world that we are living in today.
Her wedding ring stolen.
And tonight, police say it is that ring is what led to the suspects. Eyewitness News Size on the Madison's live at Quail Springs Mall, where this all started. Linda, how they track these suspects?
Well, Paul, police say that the woman was leaving the mall this morning when a man jumped into her SUV and demanded that she give him her jewelry and her money. The carjacking may have taken place at Quail Springs Mall, but the investigation led police all around Northwest Oklahoma City. Police say a man took the woman's wedding ring and money, then stole her Lincoln Navigator when she was able to jump out of the passenger side of it. Police found the SUV a short time later at the Rain Dance apartment. They searched for suspects but had no luck. A few hours later, investigators tracked the suspect down. They say he tried to pawn the victim's rings at a village pawn shop when the owner
was armed with a weapon in his backpack. Good evening, I'm Cherie Pallello.
I'm Andrew Setters. He's only 12 years old and warned the victim he was packing. News 5's John London is live with the details. John?
Who demanded his car last night, didn't want to talk on camera, saying it's best left to the authorities to handle it.
During the next 2 months, the 8 weeks between now and mid-January are very violent times. Regardless of what city or town you might live in, don't let your guard down. Last year alone, 16 people were killed during the Christmas holiday shopping season in and around shopping malls, victims of robberies, carjackings, muggings gone bad. It is this time of year that predators come out looking for easy targets, easy prey. Why? Why now? During the next 6 to 8 weeks, people are busy shopping, trying to purchase gifts and other holiday wear. People are not looking for predators. They're not thinking about their personal safety. They're not looking at the next guy as someone who would bring harm to them. And it's a really, really big mistake. During this time of year, many shoppers and the general public at large become victims of carjackings, home invasions, auto thefts, aggravated assaults, sexual assaults, purse snatchings, muggings, violent crimes, because predators are out and about. They are looking for you. As private security personnel, public safety, and law enforcement, most of us will not have the holidays off. Over the next 6 to 8 weeks, we'll be working overtime, 60, 70, 80 hours, trying to keep people safe wherever they might be. In doing that, it is important that we are on our toes. Take note of people driving aimlessly through parking lots. It doesn't have to be the shopping center. It doesn't have to be a mall. Be looking for people driving in and out of businesses, office complexes during the day. Be looking for people that are sitting in vehicles, aimlessly walking, driving, who seem to have no purpose on the property. They are spending time there for a reason, not because of the ambiance, not because the neighborhood's so good, not because they like the view. They're looking, they're scoping, they're trying to see who's available to be an easy target. Many people during this time of year are robbed in broad daylight on the way to lunch, left their office, going to a nearby restaurant or an ATM, stopping for fuel, stopping for a quick something or other at the convenience store. Many people get carjacked during broad daylight this time of year, more than other times of years, because people know, these crooks know that you have money, you have ATM, you have checks, you have credit cards. They know more than ever that you probably have cash. Be alert to people who don't look like they belong in that office complex. When you're walking, when you're making your patrol, when you're driving through, look for those people just sitting in the car. Look for those people who keep coming in. Day after day, you spot them driving through the shopping center, driving through the office complex with no place to go. They're not parking. They're not looking for anything in particular. These are the people that are up to no good. These are the people that are out there stalking. They're looking for prey. They are predators of one type or the other. It is this time of year that officers must be alert. It is very important to document license plate numbers, vehicle types, descriptions of persons and activity. It doesn't matter that you work in an office complex downtown or a high rise. It doesn't matter that you work in a little grocery store parking lot. It doesn't matter that you work at the mall. It doesn't matter where you work. People are traveling to and fro this time of year like a big shark looking for dinner. And it's important that we jot down things that don't look right. You know the old saying, if it doesn't look right and it doesn't smell right, it isn't right. Be looking. I don't know how many times people have said, the hair on the back of my head was standing up. I knew something was about to happen. I knew something was wrong. But they took no evasive actions. I've heard officers say time and time again, I had a gut feeling he was going to do that. I had a gut feeling they were up to no good. I just knew it. Well, what did you do about it? Well, nothing. They hadn't done anything yet. I didn't know. Yeah, right. Too late. Too little, too late. So if something tells you that it's not right, if your gut is telling you something is wrong, investigate, check into it, call 911, get some assistance there, and investigate it further. Criminals are not specialists. 99% of all thugs, criminals, do not specialize in carjackings. They don't specialize in retail crime. They're not specialists in aggravated assault, purse snatchings, or auto thefts. 99% of the time, the same guy who shoplifts is going to be the same guy who will steal a purse, who will be the same guy who goes to break into a house. He'll be the same guy who carjacks if he gets the opportunity. So when you see somebody and they look out of place, they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it just doesn't look right, investigate it. Don't be afraid to take down the information and call it in. This time of year, for the next 6 to 8 weeks, in your town, in your city, robberies, carjackings, sexual assaults, purse snatchings, kidnappings, auto thefts, aggravated assaults will more than double in some areas. And let me give you another statistic. Right now, during the time of year when everything is supposed to be jolly and happy, there are two other types of crimes that occur more during this time of year than any other time, and that is domestic fights, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, they get into it, you know, everybody's stressed out over the holiday season, over shopping, everybody's, you know, already stressed out because of the economy. You're going to get those calls to go to there and to solve it, to separate them. Be sure you know how to respond. Be sure you know how to document it. Be sure you know what a domestic assault is. We taught this last summer. Go back and listen to our training on domestic violence calls. Very important. And the other thing you're going to get really involved in this time of year is workplace violence. Workplace violence, doesn't matter what type of workplace it is, whether it's industrial, residential, commercial, retail, workplace violence goes up during the holiday season. Why, you might say? What causes it? Why now? This is the happy time of the year. Workplace violence goes up. Many locations have parties. Some serve alcohol. There are many factors that play into workplace violence. Sometimes it's people who are depressed about the holidays and they take it with them into the workplace. Suicides go up dramatically over the next 2 months, sometimes at the workplace. We just had a shooting this week at a workplace in Indianapolis, Indiana, at ConAgra, a site that is a food processor. They make all types of food there. And an employee, very upset over something that happened, shot and killed one employee and then committed suicide. So you're going to get into more workplace violence situations. I'm telling you all this again this year. I tell you this every year, but I tell you this again this year to alert you to the crimes happening all around you. I was shopping a couple of years ago. It was during the daytime. It was at a Walmart, Sam's, and broad daylight. Everybody was having a great time. Everybody was going and coming and shopping, and all of a sudden, woman's running down the middle of the parking lot. And obviously, that didn't look right. Something was going on. It was an older woman. She had just been robbed. Her purse was snatched. Two suspects jumping into a car and fleeing. Be on the lookout for things that look out of place, vehicles that look out of place. Kidnappings are prevalent during this time of year because people who may commit a carjacking also commit a kidnapping at the same time. There are many suspects who will trail shoppers home from the mall. We don't have a lot of time tonight to go into all of the news reel and audio clips that I have for you, but people have been followed home from the mall and robbed, kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and killed. You really got to be on guard, off duty or on duty, this time of year. It's very, very important that you realize that, you know, it's the world that we're living in. But if you're on duty, you're there to keep the public safe. You're there to secure the premises. And so it's really up to you to be on high alert. While others may not be, it is your job to make sure that you know what you're looking for and to respond adequately, efficiently, and properly. Many people during this time of year will also be intoxicated. We have a lot of different aspects, a lot of different ingredients that causes this time of year to become violent. And it really should put you on heightened alert. Tonight, we just skimmed the highlights of why Christmas season crimes is something that you really need to pay attention to. We'll be talking more on Wednesday on the LP Zone about retail crimes, credit card frauds, slip and slides, all sorts of good retail stuff. If you'd like more information about what to look for, we do have a handout that we can send you. Send us an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Well, I really appreciate you all being with us here on the WPOI radio tonight and listening to our great show. But that's going to wrap it up for tonight as we're almost out of time. Be sure to join us Wednesday on the LP Zone for part two of Christmas Crimes. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.